to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 930 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got a fun episode lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You know, we talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we get too far, let me cordially invite you to the Dude Grows Cup. That's right. The Dude Grows Cup is happening June 5th and 6th in Longmont, Colorado. I will be there. Mike will be there. Scotty Real will be there. The Dude will be there. Grambo Grows will be there. All of the cool kids from the industry and community will be there. The only person missing is you. So we cordially invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Cup. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the information. Also, show up to the Dude Grows Cup wearing IRE Genetics or Grow From Your Heart podcast merchandise. Stop by my booth. My booth will be very easy to find. I've got a big banner. You'll spot me. Don't worry. Come by the booth. Say hello. If you're rocking IRE merchandise, I will give you a free gift. Also, if you're not wearing IRE merch, still come by the booth and say hello. So many people tell me, hey, I was at the cup and I saw you, but you looked busy. I didn't want to bug you and say hello. Dude, that's what I'm there for, is to be busy and for people to come say hello. Come say hi, come introduce yourself. If you want to shop for seeds, I encourage that. If you don't want to shop, you can still come say hello. You can still come get a hug, a fist bump, a high five. Say hello. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Stop by the booth. There's a big booth at the Dude Grows Cup. It's got the IRE Genetics logo on it. I will be there. Mike will be there. We're hanging out. We've got a bunch of great products with us. Come say hello at the Dude Grows Cup. Once again, dgccup.com, wear some IRE Genetics merchandise, and make sure to say hello. Also, there will be a bunch of new stuff. Let's briefly talk about some of the new things that will be available at the DGC Cup. There will be something called Gorilla Cock. I briefly talked about Gorilla Cock on the last episode. That is the Gorilla Glue number 4 crossed to the cream. And of course, those are feminized. There will also be something I'm calling Echo 7. That is Han Solo Burger and the cream. And another one, Cherry Vanilla Skunk. What? Cherry Vanilla Skunk. That's right. Cherry Skunk to the cream. There's a lot more great stuff. There's about 21 new items coming and a bunch of older stuff that I will have with me at the Dude Grows Cup. Once again, make sure you stop by the booth and say hello at the Dude Grows Cup. I guess I've said DGC Cup enough times. Let's move forward here in the podcast. One more thing to talk about. There will be a party the Friday night before the Dude Grows Cup. The IRE Army is gathering at Meow Wolf. That's right. There's no official gathering, no official time. Meow Wolf doesn't know we're coming. Hold on one second. Excuse me, I feel much better. Had to clear the voice there. Meow Wolf doesn't know we're coming. I simply bought tickets for myself. I grabbed Mike a ticket. A bunch of other members of the crew, the Discord gang, the IRE Army, they've all purchased tickets to go to Meow Wolf. We're going Friday night at 6 o'clock. It's nothing official. We're going to hang out. We're going to meet up out front right about 6 o'clock, and then we're going to go into Meow Wolf and wander around and do that together. Eventually, we'll find the little the lounge in there. It's called Sips. We'll go in there. We'll have either a cocktail or a mocktail, some little snacks at hangout, just get together and chat. That is going to be the Friday night pre-party for the Dude Grows Cup. That's what the IRE Army is doing. All right, that's all the Dude Grows Cup stuff. I know we're making the show long here at the intro. One more thing to talk about. Boys and girls, just a little bit ago, I was on the 2B Blunt podcast. Big shout out to my boys on 2B Blunt. We had a great time. It was my second time on the show. It's always a party with those guys. They bring a high energy vibe, a high energy podcast. They smoke the whole time. For some reason, YouTube lets them smoke and they don't let me smoke. I don't find it fair, but I took a fat dab on the show and nobody cared. Also, on today's podcast on 2B Blunt, we were joined by a dude named Drew Montana. He's a comedian. He does a lot of the kind of comedy I like. He's been on Story Wars. He's been on Legion of Skanks. He performs at Skankfest. So I was very familiar with him, and I think he recognized me. We had a good vibe together. So make sure you guys check out the 2B Blunt podcast. 2B Blunt podcast. Search 2B Blunt, Rasta Jeff, 2B Blunt, Drew Montana. The episode from today will pop up. Go support those boys. Give them a follow. Check out their podcast. Lots of energy going on there. A big, different vibe than what's happening here. Still a good vibe. All right. I think we've covered all of the business parts of the podcast. Now it's time for your favorite portion of the show. That's when we do the question and answer portion of the podcast. Here's where we do give away free prizes at the start of the show. I said we would give away free seeds. This is how you get free seeds. I have a website. On the top of that website is a row of tabs. One of them does say Grow Help. If you click on the Grow Help tab, you are given the opportunity to send me a grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free prize. Today's first question came from somebody who wants to be called Breathing Soma. I like that. Shout out to Breathing Soma. This question says, yo, Rasta Jeff. What up, Breathing Soma? Thanks for reaching out to me. Also, check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize. It said, you answered a question about home growers upscaling and having a delusion of business. Yes, I did talk about that in a previous episode. I hope I didn't offend too many people. Maybe I sparked some people and snapped some people out of it. This guy says, I might be one of those people. I'm glad that you know that and that you're willing to admit it. It says, the question is, how does someone get into the business as a home grower? I'm moving to try to get into the industry, and the only entry points I see are applying to a farm and getting a job as a grower, which is unlikely, it seems. So this person wants to know how they get away from being a home grower and move into the industry. You've got the perfectly right idea. Relocate to where commercial cultivation is legal. Then find a commercial cultivation facility that will hire you and get in there. You said getting a job as a grower seems unlikely. You're going to have to probably start as a trimmer. When I run a commercial facility, everybody starts as a trimmer. Show us that you can show up for 2 weeks on time every day, that you can come back from lunch at the appropriate time every day. Show me that you're reliable, responsible, can follow directions. Then once I know you can trim properly and listen to all the basics, then we'll put you in the grow. Nobody starts at my grows as just a grower. You got to be a rock star. You have to have a record or something to show for that to even get into the grow. So you're going to have to start off as something else, as a trimmer, as a sweeper. Maybe you have another skill that'll get you into the grow and into the facility, but you're probably going to have to start off as a trimmer and work your way up. Or the other option is to open your own. If you're a qualified grower, if you think you got it, open up your own commercial cultivation facility. Go get the licensing. Go pay all the fees. Go do the registration. Go pass all the inspections. Open a big facility and start that shit yourself, and then nobody has to hire you. Then you are the boss. You've invented the job that you want to have. I understand that's $1 million investment, and that's going to take a lot of work, a lot of help, and a lot of effort. You can do it probably, but I understand that is a big step in life. Some people don't have access to that kind of funding. We don't have backers. We don't have all the support that we need. I get it. So your first option is go find somewhere and start at the bottom and prove yourself and work your way up, dude. That's what I've done. I've started off as a grunt at places and worked my way up until I'm the lead cultivator or the cultivation director. Now I've got a reputation, so I start off a little higher when I walk in, but start at the bottom, work your way up, or build your own, build it, and they will come. The thing about what you're doing, bro, right now, you don't have to have any, I mean, there are some laws you have to follow, basic laws, but there are no real laws and regulations. Nobody's coming to check on you if you're just a home grower. You're doing what you love, and I didn't even write this part down. Don't kill the passion in it, dude. Right now, you sound like a passionate grower that loves what you're doing. You're a home grower. It's a hobby. It's a skill. It's a craft. It's providing a service, might be providing some income. I don't know where the product goes. That's not my business. But I know you're doing it with passion. I could tell because you're reaching out. If you make the next step and go commercial, it kind of beats the shit out of the passion. It makes you not, it's like if you just went and did art all day, every day and had to draw clowns, you'd never want to do art when you get home, even if you draw flowers. It just beats the shit out of it. So keep the passion passionate unless you're really serious about going commercial with this. Keep that passion a passion. Keep it where it is. And so right now you don't need any licensing. There's no inspection. You can grow that ganja at home and then you can roll a fat joint in the grow and you can smoke it. You can put on cartoons. You can do whatever you want. If you have a commercial facility, you can't even smoke there. That's the first rule that changes. You can't smoke in a legal commercial facility. So that's one of the things. So far, I would say stay low-key and do what you're doing because you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to pay fees. There's no laws. There's no regulations. So at this point, my advice would be stop bringing attention to yourself in that realm. because then you will have to pay about laws and regulations and taxes and fees and registrations. So just stay low key, be a home grower, enjoy what you're doing. Let the product go wherever it's going. If you're doing it for yourself or whatever, let that keep happening without all the taxes, without any paperwork, without any fucking excise taxes. There's a bunch of money that is unnecessarily paid once you go commercial and go fully legal. I want everyone to be legal. I want everyone to follow the laws. But think about, like, if you go full business, dude, this is a full business. It's not just growing for fun anymore. If a crop fails, your business is in jeopardy. If you get spider mites, you've really got to take that way more seriously. Right now, you're probably, let's just say hypothetically, and I don't know what's going on. We're going to fucking play with numbers here. Let's say you got a 5x5. You could probably pull 3 pounds every, depending on if you got veg space or not, we'll say 70 days. 3 pounds every 70 days. That's not a big loss. If you get spider mites, you got to pull that down. You could chop it halfway. You're 35 days behind. 3 pounds in today's market. On a high note, $6,000 maybe, we'll say that was $5,000. If you've got a commercial facility, you've got 40 lights. You are going to produce 120 pounds under that. You don't have 120 pounds of product. You do the math on that. That's $120,000 at least that you are out. So that's a lot of stress. Just saying $120,000 on a harvest will make it stressful. You've got to dry that, trim it, cure it. Then you've got to sell all that shit. So think about it that way. And also, once again, laws, taxes, regulations, fucking hoops, inspections. Inspections are scary and stressful. So you can avoid all that. Keep it a hobby. Have a good time. So if you really want to get into it, go get the badge, the regulation badge that you have to work in the grows. Go find a grow and get a job there and start doing that, my dude. If you don't want to do that, build it and they will come. But it sounds like you're a passionate grower. So I would say just keep doing the grow the way that you were doing it. My dude, Breathing Soma, make sure you check your inbox because you will have a coupon code for a free prize. All right, let's keep this party moving. This next question also came from that Grow Help tab at Irie Genetics. This one came from somebody called Zootcase. Big shout out to Zootcase. Zootcase started off their message with, "Salutations, my good sir." Salutations, brother. Thank you for the great message. It says, "I recently ran one of your table seeds. It was fire, bro, and I love it." Let me talk about table seeds. You guys might not even know what those are. I'm a seed breeder. I package up seeds quite often right here at this table, quite often at another table right over there. I will have a lot of seeds out. I'll be packaging a bunch of stuff. I'll do hundreds of packs in one day. Sometimes when I'm done, quite often when I'm done, I will find seeds like tucked up here under the edge of the computer, or maybe perhaps a seed over here under this, or maybe a seed over here, a seed over there. Wherever there's a seed, I might find them. I gather those up. I don't know what they are because I've done so much work for the day that they could be the strain that I started with. They could be the strain I ended with. I don't know. I can't possibly rightly sell those to you as a labeled seed because I don't know what the fuck it is. So I gather those up and I put them in a bag and I label them table seeds and I sell them to you as table seeds. They're highly discounted seeds that you can get really good product out of. It's all the other shit that I'm selling. I just can't tell you what it is. And since I don't know what it is, I don't charge you full price. It's like a bag of variety pack of Skittles. You're going to get the color that you're going to get, and I hope it comes out good for you. And they're very discounted in price. Those are very generously priced. Those are table seeds. They're currently sold out because they are so generously priced that everybody buys them. And I think I've scooped up everything, and I've been organized, so there haven't been many more to package. But those are table seeds. So our dude ran a pack of one of our table seeds and loved it. I believe, then they say, here's the fun part where the question kicks in. Let's get to the bottom of this. "I believe I may have stressed her enough that she tossed a few nanners that I didn't catch." So this plant threw out a few stress nanners, some intersex bananas from stress is what we believe. It says, "Needless to say, I've now got a handful of nice beans." Then here's the question. Would these beans be feminized S1? And then I'm going to stop you right there. No, they are not feminized. They are not S1. Think about the word feminized. To be feminized is something was done to those eyes. Something happened to that or was done. Nothing was done here. These are herm seeds. These are unknowns. These are randoms. Anything is possible here. These could be males. They could be females. They could be intersex. They could be mutants. They could be awesome. So my advice is to grow those seeds yourself. Those are yours. They were free. Grow them. But keep in mind that they came from this intersex plant that does have the opportunity to go intersex. So that trait has been passed along. That trigger, that trait is in this plant. It's in those seeds. So it may not pop up. It may not show itself. It may not manifest in your population, but it is in there. So I would say grow them. Don't treat them as femmes. Keep an eye on them. They're definitely not S1s. And I think that, I think that's it, man. Just grow them. Grow them and find out what you've got. Don't give them away. Don't sell them, because these are kind of risky seeds. These are possibly intersex seeds. I wouldn't fucking give them away or sell them. Grow those yourself, because honestly, dude, you could have the most amazing shit in there. You could have something awesome, but also you could have an amazing plant that makes the most amazing, awesome flowers, but also it could throw more nanners late in flower. It could throw nanners mid-flower. But if you're willing to deal with that, you may make something that throws the hottest fire you've ever smoked. All right, my dude, Zoot Case. I know that was a quick answer, but no, those are not S1s. They are not feminized. They may grow to be female, but don't assume that they were feminized. Think about what I said, feminized. Like, that's a process of something happening to it. Anything with the eyes was been through a process. There was no identifiable process here. All right, my voice is starting to burn up, but we've got time for at least one more question. Before we get to that, make sure you click like and subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, please click that like button, smash that subscribe button. We put a lot of energy into this show here, so please give me a little bit of support. YouTube has made it clear that they're not going to share my podcast with new people because my content doesn't qualify to be shared. So you guys have got to share the show with your friends. If you've got a grower, a smoker, a new friend that's into ganja, somebody in a new state that just got into growing, share the show with them. Maybe they can learn something. Maybe they can go back and watch some of the old episodes and they can learn some stuff from there. Let me keep moving forward, forward progress. This one came from the Grow Help tab from somebody who wants to be called Kamish. Shout out to the Kamish. Make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize coming your way. This one said, thank you for spreading the positive vibes. Big love, bro. I appreciate that. It said, my question is regarding re-veg. Sometimes we find that unicorn in flower, but we neglected or forgot to take some cuttings for one reason or another. I know how that goes, dude. Sometimes I run enough plants where I don't even have room for a clone, so I just have to rely on the re-veg. What tips and advice can you offer us? That's a really good question. So let's talk about re-veg. Re-veg is taking a plant that is in flower, and after you've harvested most of that plant, putting that plant back into a vegetative state so that it will grow fresh new vegetative growth to re-begin or restart the life of that plant so we can keep that cultivar around. My phone keeps vibrating. Let me check real quick here, make sure nothing's wrong, and then we will proceed with caution. Everything is good. All right. Looks good to me. We can answer that later. All right. So re-veg. I'm not even going to edit that out. Shout out to the person who texted me. I hope you saw the message. Re-veg. What I would do, what I do. So here's something controversial that a lot of people think I'm crazy. I've been called a couple of other words for this as well. But when I'm flowering at a plant, for the last 10 days of a plant cycle, I put the light timer back on 18 hours on and 6 hours off. A lot of people ask if I change the intensity, if I change the color of the light. No, same light, change the timer. Just so the only thing I change is the timer. I put the light back on 18.6. It is my opinion, my feeling, my belief, my experience, my observation that 18.6 at the end of flower does make the plants a little beefier and it makes them finish a little more quickly. It makes them more dense and I think it speeds up the process. Also, if we're re-vegging, we're now 10 full days ahead on the re-veg process. So we've got a plant. We realized all the way through flower, this plant is awesome. I did not get a clone of it. I want to take a clone, or I want to revive this plant and re-veg it and keep it for future grows. So what I'm going to do at harvest time, keep in mind that you're going to re-veg this. Don't forget, because it's happened. I've gone in there and thought, I want to re-veg that plant. I grab my clippers. I go get stoned. I come back. I cut the plant at the bottom, and I went, fuck, I can't re-veg that plant. Pay attention. Don't do what I do. Don't make the same mistake as me. What I do, I cut down about 95% of the plant. I leave 3 or 4, maybe 4 or 5 little thumb-sized buds. I've got pretty big thumbs. Leave a couple of buds with my thumb-sized buds on there and leave the foliage on there. The leaves and the foliage are what will create the re-veg. So you need a bud with some leaf on it. Make sure you got a couple of long leaves coming off of there. We've had this, maybe, possibly, you've had this plant under 18 and 6. If you haven't, now we're going to put the plant on 18 hours on and 6 off. So cut most of it off. Hang up your plant just like you're going to dry out your buds, but leave the plant in the pot and leave just a few branches at the bottom to keep growing. If you can, up pot this pot into a larger pot. If you're in a 3, go to a 5. If you're in a 5, go to a 7. That extra root space will encourage those roots to grow and make this plant go. It'll speed up the going back into veg process. I do apologize for the throat burn. We'll get through this together. So leave a few buds, up pot to a slightly larger pot. Get those lights on 18 hours on and 6 hours off, or you can go 19.5. You can go 24 if you want. I like to give the plants a couple of hours of sleep. There are some processes that happen in the dark that are important for the plants. It happens down in the rhizosphere. Let that happen for your plants. Give them about 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And also, it's good for your gear and your light bill. It'll make your gear last that much longer, and your light bill will be that much lower. So run the lights on 18 or 19 hours on. Then start feeding vegetative nutrients. That veg bottle, if it's A and B, feed it those. It doesn't need a lot of stuff right now. It just needs vegetative nutrients with a lot of nitrogen to get it going. It's under the right light. It's getting the right feed. It's in a bigger pot. It will start to re-veg. It may take a little while. Don't get impatient. Sometimes a re-veg will take you 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks, depending on the cultivar, depending on where on the planet that cultivar came from, and depending on how much light you're giving it. That will determine how long it takes this plant to re-veg. The conditions will matter a lot. So just get it, get just a few buds with a few leaves coming off of there. Get it into a bigger pot. Get it under the right light. Start feeding it a vegetative mix. And you will start seeing little, just so if my fist is a bud, just little sprouts will start popping right out of the bud. That is your new vegetative growth. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, my voice is burning the fuck out. It is time to wrap up this podcast. This may be a short episode, but I'd rather cut it short and make it sweet than keep it going and ruin a good thing. Thanks to everybody for listening. Click like, click subscribe. Make sure you check out both of my websites. Make sure you check out my Patreon at patreon.com/growfromyourheart. Irie Genetics will get you to everywhere you need to be. That's all I've got for you. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to the boys at 2B Blunt Podcast. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and I go find the bag. Ross and Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke your mom, and relax. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibras that Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing like the cannabis. Grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. From your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.